I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians. Our stories will help give you some context on how to pray. The radical Sunni Muslim group ISIS-K is targeting Christians and Shiite Muslims in Afghanistan. Nehemiah with FMI says a very specific goal motivates ISIS-K, the creation of an Islamic utopia.
They want to go with Islamic Sharia law. And they want to make one country with Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, India, Bangladesh, and all these countries. They want to make one continent, and that is Khorasan.
The group has begun targeting the Taliban as well, feeling they've abandoned radical ideology to appease international audiences. So ask God to protect believers who are caught up in the struggle, and pray FMI partners working in the region will have wisdom and courage. And discipleship seeds planted way back in March are beginning to bear fruit in Iraq. CEO Jennifer Murph says the MENA Leadership Center held a special course for 40 Iraqi leaders back then, and believers used what they learned to build digital churches and meet spiritual needs. Today,
we're seeing a lot of fruit come out of Baghdad, almost as if revival's beginning to happen. Churches are growing. We're seeing God take a land that was desolate and put life into it.
It's part of a Holy Spirit movement sweeping Iraq. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The church is so eager to reach their people for Jesus. Pray that God gives the church creativity and wisdom. They are really in a battleground.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women written by women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.